وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. To all your beautiful du'as, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings upon you and your family. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iza jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a surah in the Quran which contains 30 verses. It intercedes for a person till he is forgiven. It is Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk, Surah Mulk. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he who recites Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk every night, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall protect him from the punishment of the grave. During the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to refer to this surah as Al-Mani'ah, the defender and protector. Surely it is a surah in the book of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who recites it at night has certainly done a lot and done well. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a person will be approached in his grave. His feet will go forward and say, there is no way for you to move past me. He used to recite Surah Al-Mulk for me. He would then be approached from his chest, or he said his stomach. He will say, there is no way for you to move past me. He used to recite Surah Al-Mulk for me. He would then be approached from his head. It will say, there is no way for you to move past me. He used to recite Surah Al-Mulk for me. It is thus the defender and protector. It protects one from the punishment of the grave. It is mentioned in the Torah that one who recites Surah Al-Mulk at night has certainly done a lot and done well. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pitched a tent on a grave without knowing that it was a grave. Suddenly he heard a person from the grave reciting Surah Al-Mulk till he completed it. The companion went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I pitched my tent on a grave without knowing that it was a grave. Suddenly I heard a person from the grave reciting Surah Al-Mulk till he completed it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the defender and the deliverer. It delivers him from the punishment of the grave. The reward for Surah Al-Zilzal, Al-Kafirun, and Al-Nasr. Salama ibn Wardan narrates from Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a person from his companions, O such and such a person, did you get married? He replied, no, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not have the means to get married. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't you know Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas? He replied, indeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one third of the Quran. Don't you know Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath, Surah An-Nasr? He replied, indeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one quarter of the Quran. Don't you know Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Surah Al-Kafirun? And he replied, indeed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one quarter of the Quran. Don't you know, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضِ, that is Surah Zilzal, He replied, "Indeed." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One quarter of the Quran, get married, get married." From this we see the resorting to ayat of the noble Quran for Allah's divine assistance, even for our worldly matters, which invites so much blessings and rewards, is encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha," the surah Zilzal, equals half the Quran. "Kul huwallahu ahad," surah Ikhlas, equals one third of the Quran. And "Kul ya ayyuhal kafirun," equals one quarter of the Quran. These are such verses of the noble Quran, such surahs, that embody within them, you know, the greatness and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the establishing of the iman of an individual. And this is the pivotal point for a believer. And there's so much virtue in the recitation of these surahs. The reward for Surah Al-Ikhlas. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Is any one of you unable to recite one third of the Quran in a night?" The companions asked, "How is it possible to recite one third of the Quran?" So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Kul huwallahu ahad," equals one third of the Quran. Another narration states, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu divided the Quran into three parts and made Kul huwallahu ahad, that is Surah Ikhlas, one of the parts of the noble Quran. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Gather together, for I am going to recite to you one third of the Quran." Whoever was together did so. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then appeared and recited Qul huwallahu ahad, the Surah Ikhlas. He then went back. We began speaking amongst ourselves and said, "We think that some revelation has come." Therefore, he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, went back. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then appeared and said, "I said to you that I will recite one third of the Quran to you. Listen, Surah Ikhlas equals one third the Quran." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a person heard a man reciting Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas. He was repeating it again and again. In the morning he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and related this to him. This person considered this, the repeated recitation of Surah Ikhlas, to be insignificant. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore said, "I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. It certainly equals one third of the Quran." Mu'ad ibn al-Anas al-Juhani radiallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "He who recites Qul huwallahu ahad, the Surah Al-Ikhlas, till he completes it reciting 10 times, Allah Jalla Jalalu shall build a palace for him in paradise." So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "If that is the case, we will recite it in abundance, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will accept far more, and he is most pure." Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent a man at the head of a military detachment. He used to lead his companions in salah and end his recitation with Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas. When they returned, they related this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Ask him why he does this." When they asked him, he replied, "Because it is a description of the merciful, and I love to recite it." On hearing this, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inform him that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves him." In the above story, a narration of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi from Anas radiallahu ta'ala states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Oh, such and such a person, what prevents you from doing what your companions are asking you to do? And what prompts you to adhere to the surah in every rakat?" He replied, "I love it." So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Your love for the surah has admitted you into paradise." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam When he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heard a man reciting, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it has become incumbent. I asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has become incumbent, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, paradise. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites Qul huwallahu ahad, the Surah Ikhlas, 100 times every day, his sins of 50 years are wiped off him, except for debts which he may have. The words except for debts which he may have mean that this surah atones for the sins which are between a person and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. As for debts, which are the rights which a person owes to people, these are excluded. The reward for reciting Surah Al-Falaq and An-Nas. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me to read verses from Surah Hud and from Surah Yusuf. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Uqbah ibn Amir, you will never read a surah more beloved in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and more rewarding by him than Qul huwa Allah, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Falaq. If you are able to let it not pass you in salah, then do so. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have you not seen the verses that were revealed last night? The like thereof were not revealed. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Al-Falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. While I was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between the places of Juhfa and Al-Abwa, a wind and intense darkness engulfed us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began seeking refuge through Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Al-Falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Surah Al-Nas, and he was saying, O Uqbah, seek refuge through them, for no one has sought refuge with anything like them. A narration of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah states, I was traveling in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey when he said, O Uqbah, should I not teach you the two best surahs that are recited? He then taught me, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Surah Al-Kafir, Surah Al-Kafirun, and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Surah Al-Nas. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite, O Jabir. So I said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What should I read? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. So I recited them, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reciting them, and you will never recite the like thereof. And these two surahs are referred to as ma'udatain, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every form of evil and darkness. Such are the beautiful verses of the noble Quran and surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here what we've discussed are the virtues that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of regarding these surahs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, let us appreciate these surahs and not think of them to be insignificant, and make them a part of our practice in our daily lives, the recitation thereof. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.